here, there, and everywhere. There was only one thing that annoyed Mick more than drivers who didn't indicate. Drivers who did indicate, but then didn't do what they indicated. As he chugged along behind the clapped-out Renault that had been threatening to turn right into the embankment for the past 500 yards or so, Mick asked himself, what was it with drivers that upset him so? Mick's students, for instance, invariably promised to hand in their compositions by Friday, but they rarely kept their word. Did this worry him? Hardly. When not on the road, Mick was an incredibly empathetic human being, whatever that meant. He understood that his students had terribly stressful lives, what with all those midweek pub crawls, work lunches and yoga sessions. Indeed, he was secretly pleased that he didn't have to spend all weekend poring over 20 compositions entitled What I Done Past Weekend. There was only one possible conclusion, though Mick was damned if he knew what it was. Awakening from his reveries, Mick checked his rearview mirror and cursed the young lady who had been flashing her lights at him since he cut her up at the roundabout. Perhaps he ought to turn off his emergency lights.